Holiday.
What kinds of holidays do you know?
You can go camping, which is not very comfortable, especially when it's raining. There is also the problem of insects getting into your tent, but it's the cheapest accommodation. Then there are guest houses or bed and breakfasts, B&Bs, suitable especially for families with children. Young people often stay in hostels. Hotels are the most expensive type of accommodation, but also the most comfortable. Some people go on caravanning holidays or buy package sightseeing holidays, where everything is included in the price: tickets, admission fees, food, etc., or on cruises aboard a ship. However, be careful if you get seasick. Some holiday makers prefer activity holidays, skiing, rafting, fishing, hiking, etc., to lazy holidays on the beach. When traveling abroad, you need your passport, medical insurance, contact numbers, your family, your country's consulate, etc., a map, suntan lotion, camera, a first aid kit, insect repellent, and so on. Do you prefer sightseeing or lying on a beach?
I would like to have a combination of both. 2 days of lying on the beach, relaxing, reading, sunbathing, and doing nothing, and then some activity holiday. I like water sports like water skiing, scuba diving, etc. Sightseeing is fine as well because you get to know the country better, though I'm not an enthusiastic museum goer.
Do you like work and travel holidays?
That is a good idea to spend your holiday. You can earn some money, learn the language as you work with people, and then you can travel a lot. I'd love to do that one day. My dream is to go to Australia and help in a farm, and then travel and visit New Zealand as well.
Which countries have you visited, and which ones would you like to visit?
I have been to a few European countries only. Of course, I have visited Slovakia. I was there last summer, and I must say that the High Tatras are really beautiful. I have also been to Hungary and Austria. That was a skiing holiday, and in France and Spain. My dream is to go to Australia and the United States. I've read a lot about the American national parks, and I loved reading about them. I'd like to go to Canada as well. Are there many foreign tourists in your country?
Some places are really full of them. There are many foreigners in Prague, as it is said to be one of the most beautiful capitals of Europe. The tourists like the center of Prague, the Old Town Square with the Old Clock Tower, Prague Castle, Charles Bridge, etc. Many of them visit Český Krumlov as well, because it's a beautiful old town. In summer, many of them come to Karlovy Vary Film Festival, which has quite a good reputation in the world of films. You can meet many film celebrities there. There are many foreigners in Olomouc as well, especially in the summer, as the Summer School of Slavonic Studies takes place there every year. What do tourists like there, and what souvenirs do they buy?
Foreign tourists like the Czech Republic as it is quite cheap for them, especially the accommodation and services, although Prague is becoming more and more expensive. The Americans, for instance, are amazed at the atmosphere of our medieval towns, old monuments, and cobbled streets. Foreigners in the Czech Republic like our beer. They buy Bohemian cut glass, jewelry, and Czech cakes. They like visiting the Czech spas, and in Olomouc they may taste the typical local cheese with its characteristic revolting smell.